Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Travelers who do not have a real ID ahead of the deadline will still be able to fly, but should be prepared for extra scrutiny. Head of Homeland Security Christy Noem says security checkpoints will also be accepting passports and tribal identification. Pennsylvania and New Jersey are two of the least compliant states, with New Jersey issuing the fewest number of real IDs. Now lawmakers in the Garden State are working to allow residents to get a real ID online, as in-person appointments have been tough to find. The details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
A newly introduced bill would establish a process for the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission to accept applications online for real ID. Bill sponsor Assembly Majority Leader Lou Greenwald says there's no reason this should be a strictly in-person task at the MVC.
This is something that is being done. We have the opportunity to mirror it.
He says residents would be able to upload their documents online to meet all the federal guidelines, similar to how Pennsylvania and New York have been doing it.
To either get a new photo, if it's outdated and you want to go and get it modernized, or to have it just processed again and have the license sent to you in the mail.
The bill was just recently introduced, but because of the time-sensitive nature of it, Greenwald expects this to move through Trenton quickly. You buy wine and spirits in state stores in Pennsylvania, a similar system would be set up to sell recreational marijuana. That's if it becomes legal, and that's a big if. Democrats are expected to tee up a final vote in the state house Wednesday, but the bill faces tough opposition in the Senate, where Republicans have the advantage. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
Prime sponsor Philadelphia Democrat Rick Kurjewski says criminalization of marijuana is clearly not working, as users can drive to any bordering state but West Virginia, where it's already legal, buy from the illicit market, or buy unregulated and untested hemp-derived THC products in vape shops and gas stations across the state.
With legalization, we have the opportunity to rein in a market that is completely deregulated in terms of potency, content, or labeling. We can promote public health while bringing hundreds of millions of public dollars.
Republicans were unswayed by physician and state rep Dr. Arvind Venkat, who calls marijuana regulation a good step for public health, saying it's safer than alcohol and tobacco. Minority health chairwoman Republican Kathy Rapp.
Once we open this door, or the Pandora's box, there's no going back.
House Republicans also say the 173-page bill is being rushed through, as it wasn't circulated until Sunday, potentially just 3 days before it's up for a final vote on the House floor. Delaware County's largest school district is closing down one of its elementary schools. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, this issue speaks to what plenty of districts in the region are facing.
Charles Kelly Elementary School and Upper Darby School District will close its doors for good at the end of the 2025-2026 school year.
A lot of those factors have to do with uncertainty in state and federal funding.
District Superintendent Daniel McGarry says that uncertainty has already led them to cutting their professional development budget, with more cuts expected.
Hearing that we're going to lose Title I and possibly Title III and some maybe special education funding, which would be catastrophic. Title I pays for staff, programming for kids in our lowest economically challenged schools.
McGarry says their worry comes with good cause.
Because we have no idea at this time if we're going to get the funding we received last year, let alone the promise in the Supreme Court ruling that took place a few years ago that we would get funding that we're supposed to get every single year.
The district will save money by closing Charles Kelly because it will no longer have to rent the building.
The 300 plus kids who attend the school will be split among two other elementary schools in the district, with faculty doing the same. Say farewell to the Wells Fargo Center. Starting September 1st, the current home of the Flyers and 76ers will be renamed Xfinity Mobile Arena. The venue at the South Philadelphia Sports Complex first opened its doors in 1996 as Core State Center. It was later renamed the First Union Center, then the Wachovia Center, before becoming the Wells Fargo Center in 2010. The new naming rights deal runs through the 2030-31 NHL and NBA seasons. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.